The order came April 3rd from the Merit Systems Protection Board in Washington, D.C. The National Park Service must put Miller back in her old job within 20 days and restore her pay going all the way back to the date she was let go, August 6th, 2010.
I've actually not had a lot of time to process this.
Mary Miller.
It felt like the right thing always, and I knew with, you know, over time and just being persistent and consistent in my conviction that the system would eventually work and that I would, justice would be served.
In April 2010, Miller had just presided over the kickoff celebration of Sitka National Historical Park's 100th anniversary. The year ahead held many events, which Miller helped plan. Shortly after that kickoff event, the Park Service offered her a transfer to be a native liaison in Anchorage, a brand new position. Miller, who is Tlingit, said she read the job description and felt she did not meet the position's requirements.
You needed to be an expert in federal Indian law. And, you know, I'm not an expert in federal Indian law. I'm just native.
At first, the job offer was voluntary. Miller declined, saying that besides being unqualified for the position, she liked her work at the park and Sitka was her home, and that she wanted to stay. She was then told the transfer to Anchorage was not voluntary, a directed reassignment in official language, and that if she declined, she would be removed from her job in Sitka. Miller again said no to a move to Anchorage, and in August 2010, the Park Service fired her. An administrative judge in San Francisco sided with the Park Service. Miller appealed to the board in Washington, D.C., and won her case.
Well, obviously, it's our intention to fully comply with the Merit System Protection Board's decision. It's why I'm down here.
Joel Hard is the deputy director for the Park Service's Alaska region.
The board's decision is a final decision, and we're obliged to implement that decision, and I want to make certain that everybody involved understands the regional director and my personal commitment to make sure that's undertaken and undertaken professionally and transition Mary back in and welcome her to her job.
Hard said the park's current superintendent, Randy Larson, will probably overlap with Miller to help her transition back into her job. Larson came to Sitka from the top job at Glacier Bay National Park. Hard said Larson has done a good job in Sitka and in the state, and that the Park Service will look for a way to keep him in the Alaska region. Miller's reinstatement drew quick praise both from the Alaska Federation of Natives and from the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Miller says she'll spend the next 2 weeks moving out of her current job as transportation director for Tlingit and Haida Central Council and start preparing to resume her job with the National Park Service. She says she's looking forward to being back at the park.
I believe that the managers that were, you know, making the decisions at the time, you know, had to have been operating and making decisions on what they thought was really best.
The reinstatement order's 20-day deadline would mean Miller would have to be back in her job by April 23rd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.